And it is 2:37 here on the Sweet Spot. Sean Bass, David Minos, we broadcast live from the Deep Woods. It is the Woodford Reserve Ticket Compound, the Musers Ticket Compound. And speaking of the Musers, we have eyes on a disheveled George Dunham sauntering up to the bunkhouse here with a big old bag over his shoulder. Just looking so very jub right now. And also at the table.
You think Gordon's in that helicopter?
There is a helicopter I hear, so maybe... Maybe Goofy Deer will have a grand entrance. But also at the table right now, my pick for the first to arrive, other than us, was Dave Lane. Dave came in second, still on the podium.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you.
Wearing your Detroit Tiger shirt.
Yeah, big. This is my $350 shirt.
That's how you have to rationalize it. Uh-huh. You got to get a lot of use out of it after they killed your parlay. So what's up, man?
Not much.
Have you picked a room yet?
Yeah, you know, I did a kind of survey of the grounds, mm-hmm. and I kind of perused. You know, I didn't want to, like, barge in, so I wasn't opening all the closed doors.
Oh, really? Because we did.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Corby might be having a wank or something.
We served this place a search warrant. We're just like, all right, whatever.
But then I decided that I would just take the same room that I had last year. So I'm down here in the corner on the first floor.
Okay. Yeah. How's the AC?
It was pretty good last year from what I remember.
That was my deciding factor for my room.
Yeah. I think it was pretty decent last year. So, and it has it's not a private bathroom suite, but it is, you know, because it does have a door to the hallway, but it is attached to the room. So
you stumble out of your... out of your room naked because you probably sleep in the nude?
No, I do not sleep in the nude.
Somebody is going to see one of their coworkers naked this weekend.
Yeah, there's no
question
about it.
Yep. When we're this close, this comfortable.
Yep.
Has anyone bombed the compound yet?
No.
I don't know, but putting on a headset right now is George Dunham. Yeah. Which I was going to say, if he did that would be record time.
Do we? Because we have a bunch of bathrooms here.
Yeah, that is.
And I was thinking
nice.
About that before the show. I didn't have to, but is there like a set number two bathroom? Because
no.
I don't want to be.
No, use your bathroom.
Well, I don't have a personal bathroom.
Figure it out. There's a creek right
there's
over
the
there.
A guy with his own bathroom. Like
Just float one down the creek.
Take a shovel with you.
I'm going to go to your house. Can I go to your bathroom? Is this like Larry David's house where I can't?
There's a powder room right here off the main room.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, that's too close to the kitchen.
Yeah. See, we have to have the bathroom.
You wonder that why
you can definitely have
do that.
Killers
you can definitely have a cloud filter out into the kitchen.
You should never put a powder bath right by the kitchen.
Yeah. What is a powder bath anyway?
Well, it's just a half bath. Out of your face. It's a half bath.
It's a half bath. Yeah. Doesn't have a shower or tub.
There's no shower. There's just a bombing target.
It's a place. It's a place to powder your nose and powder your anus.
Do you have a declouder in your bathroom? Because that's always key.
An exhaust fan?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
test that thing
industrial
out.
Rated.
By the way, Job, congratulations on beating what? Gordon out here and claiming the master suite.
I figured
you're the head of household.
Okay, what would you have done had me or Mino?
They've been fine.
Claimed it.
Oh,
like, they've been fine.
First people here.
I think you'd be fine, but there would be so much talk.
There would be tension. Yeah,
there'd be no talk.
We wanted to avoid all of that.
We were talking about that before the show yesterday. We're like, Sean, you need to show up with family pictures, get some like some baseball posters, and just kind of set
like
it
up. Like his Ken Griffey Jr. poster.
Some baseball cards lay out.
I've got a Chris Sabo poster on the door.
You build
just
a
to
fort.
Let him know that's my room.
You know what you guys should have done, which would have been awesome, is that, yes, you claim the master bedroom. But both of you are staying in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of thought
keep
about
the sweet
that
sweet spot
too.
Together.
I mean, it's a California king, right, George?
Yeah. Plenty of sweet.
You could build the pillow wall between you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before.
Like we're Charlie and Frank.
Yeah.
We can play night crawlers.
Yeah.
Corby already looks like he's trying to get over a rough night. Did you go out last night?
No.
Oh.
We had overtime. I mean,
I was up late
because
of hockey and sports. I was sportsing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got in a quick 20-minute nap in here.
Did you watch the game with Dave Grohl or anything?
He went to the watch party at Red Rocks last night.
Yeah.
The Avalanche watch party.
Yeah, they just projected
Colorado.
Up on the side of the mountain.
It's
Too many Avs fans
yeah.
for this life.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of a drag, you know.
Well, I was the only one that had the bravery to do a scouting report on the Avalanche going up there last weekend. Mm-hmm. So,
good
to
job.
Red Rocks.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the Avs there, but not much of a scouting report. But it was a good time.
Is Gordo going to be pissed you took the master?
Why would he care?
Yeah, why does he care?
Well, when we got here, we thought, okay, the Musers have to get up before everybody, so we're just going to be cool and just let them have the downstairs so you can just roll out,
yeah.
out here to the common
no,
area.
That's really nice of you. I mean, y'all could have taken the you really could have.
Next year
I'm just
we're
thinking
gonna...
of the alternate unit. Like, you wouldn't be mad, but it would just it would be a lot of, oh, the new guys. Have,
yeah.
I got the big room.
Yeah.
I guess there.
There's no
the
fungus on their
show.
Show
yeah.
Geez, huh? Nah, it's no biggie. What do you guys think?
Oh, it's great.
The best?
I mean, it took forever to get out here.
I know.
Yeah. But other than that.
So this is a this is our first one, and Dave, this is your second.
Second, yeah.
So I've listened to it on the air every year. I think 06 was the first one, or 07 when it was the
You
house.
Worked a lot
the
of them, too.
I did, yeah. And I think listeners have this where you kind of have the image in your head of what these places we go to, whether it be training camp or whatever, yeah. you kind of have it in your head, and maybe it's based off of some place you've been, and then you get there and it's kind of similar but a little different. It's a
not
lot
much to it.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a few different ones over the years. I don't know what the old ones look like, but it's a lot bigger than I expected.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more room.
So this
for
isn't
activities.
Camping at all, just so we know.
Well,
I mean, we're out here
to some
yeah. elements.
I'm kind of sweating, so
but normally used to camping. Sleep on the beach.
The days when we used to camp.
The shore.
Intense oh my God. Was the flipping worst.
What? The worst?
That was 2010?
There were about, that were about 3 years. Okay. Yeah, to 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are rough.
But you're out in the elements. Being
well,
men.
Last year, there, last year.
We woke Corby up
there
and
was
made
a,
get on the air.
Yeah. Last year, there was a tent colony on the other side of that bridge.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a really horrible idea.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like a homeless encampment.
Yeah, it was Jake.
Yeah, it was Jake over there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, God, could you imagine that as hot as it is?
No, humid. Oh, God. You know what? I think that we may catch a break here in the next couple days, though, weather-wise.
Cold front.
Yeah, it's going to be cooler.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah, we are broadcasting from the out of doors mm-hmm. on the front porch of the bunkhouse.
Yeah, of the plantation.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you would call it a plantation.
There's a gazebo out
yeah,
there.
Look out there on our expansive land that we have.
Look at all those cotton fields out there just waiting to be picked.
Let me learn you something, boy.
It's killer out there.
Fun.
It's a seedman.
I am glad Killer's here. And you're right.
We couldn't do it without Killer.
No.
Logistics-wise.
We couldn't do it.
He's an ace.
Out-of-town Killer
cooking,
is the best.
Preparing. Engineering.
You see the mess of eggs in the fridge that he's going to whip up?
Yeah. You know he's going to make awesome omelets in the morning. Killer's the best.
Killer, when we were at the NFL draft a couple weeks ago, he was in charge of dinner. But unfortunately, we were like cordoned off in this, I don't know, fourth story of some beaten down office building with the rest of the NFL people. And they served kind of really weak sauce type meals for us. I mean, it was really bad.
It was like the
Penny
worst.
The Killer worst. Came back with a Wolverine that he
killer,
killed.
Killer went out on the mean streets of Detroit
like
to
a dog look. When he finds a possum.
He got a Michigan Wolverine.
I got this
George.
For you.
Yeah, but he lugged dinner back down the mean streets of Detroit specifically for us, and everybody in the media center was like looking like, God, I wish we had a guy like that that would bring us.
There's
food.
Only one Killer.
I know.
Hey, look, there's Bob. Bob's
hey now,
yeah.
hey now.
He's hey relegated now. To the kids' table. We're the
hey
pool
now.
Table.
Yeah.
It's like the lunchroom.
Yeah, it's tough over there.
There's one, Bob.
Yeah, we got
more.
Headsets.
Yeah.
We only have three headsets for everybody.
We got,
it'll be okay.
We got baseball on the TV.
Oh, my yeah, gosh,
this
yeah.
This is the best.
Look at this. The live chat during
double
the game.
Dip from Oakland.
We're glamping.
Oh, the Rangers are up 1-0 already.
Look at that. Uh-huh. Repeat. Yeah.
Can we close
or,
out
or is
that
this a replay?
Chat, please? Yeah. It's just too distracting.
By the way, this is not Bally's for you, Dave.
I know. Thank you.
Yes.
This is
like you
NBC Sports California.
More. Right.
Well, how do we get this?
Don't worry about that.
What tricky little back door do we have?
Don't you worry.
It's less than legal.
We're not talking about the back door.
Very impressed, though, Dave, that,
that
you're wearing our Tigers gear after our trip to Detroit.
Yeah, as I mentioned to the Sweet Spot, our friends here, that this is my $350 shirt. Retail price, $50.
Shouldn't gamble.
Dave's price, $350.
Yeah. But it is a nice shirt. It's a cool looking shirt.
Yeah.
Especially on baseball.
You know.
Was that stadium
so
cool?
So Dave can sometimes wear a large.
Yeah. Like, real. I mean, dude, downtown ballpark.
Yeah. Lots of room.
Perfect weather. Yeah, we hit a.
You could sit anywhere you want.
Where does it rank?
They start the game when you get
on the,
there.
On the ballparks you've been to.
I haven't been to that many. Bob's been to a lot more than I have. But I've been.
That's true.
Like, Dodger. Yankee. Did Yankee. Coors.
Yeah. Yankee, Globe Life, maybe.
Let's see how many baseball franchises you can name.
Hit Globe Life, yeah. All right, I'm out. There's four.
Bush.
Dead Bush.
Arrowhead.
I did Kaufman.
Red Rocks.
Yeah. I guess I've been to more than I thought.
Bonnaroo.
Saw the Orioles take on Jason Isbell one night.
Yeah, he killed him, of course.
Radio City.